We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Stort for the win. It's good.
Krzyzewski takes flight as SGA plays through the contact, banks it in on the foul.
What is up and welcome to the Uncontested Podcast post-game edition as the Thunder lose for two games in a row to the Houston Rockets tonight, 114-110 in Oklahoma City. The last Thunder versus Rockets game of the season. I am your host for the evening, Jacob Niffen. I've got my guy JD Silva with me tonight.
What's up, everybody?
We are proudly a part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network and one of the official podcasts of SI Thunder as well. Make sure to check both of those out. If you're on the live stream tonight, hey, thanks for joining us. If you're listening to this podcast on Thursday after this game. Hey, thanks for downloading our show. We appreciate you. Silva, we have had a lot of people today. So I don't use Spotify, but I guess today is the day where like all the your own personal Spotify statistics come out. Yeah.
Spotify Wrapped. It's like a holiday.
There you go. And we've had a lot of people tweet at us that the Uncontested was their number one listened to podcast on Spotify this past year, which is absolutely incredible. And just insanely humbling. If you are one of those people by chance, take a screenshot of that and tweet it at us or Facebook it to us or Instagram it to us. Or I don't know how TikTok works because I'm an old white man, but drop it on TikTok, whatever. We'll send you some stickers. We'd love to send you some stickers. So make that happen. Silva, let's talk some basketball. The Thunder lose again to the Houston Rockets. I believe that is seven straight losses for the Thunder. 114-110. Thunder had a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter in this one and just crapped it away at the end. Courtesy of Jayshon Tate, who went for 32 points on 11 of 15 field goals. Just really had a huge night for the Rockets.
Yeah. Yeah, Jayshon Tate went off, and the fourth quarter came around, and after that, nothing was the same.
It was crazy to me because Jayshon Tate cannot finish with his right hand, and the Thunder just refused to take the left away from him.
Are you excited to see a bunch of tweets about how Jayshon Tate is better than Lu Dort after this game?
Jayshon Tate is also 6 years older than Lu Dort, so you can miss me with that stuff. Besides Jayshon Tate, the Thunder played pretty good defensively tonight. I mean, Eric Gordon, 3 of 12. Kevin Porter Jr. only had 10 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 assist after a near triple-double the other night. Brooks was the guy that really was a thorn in the Thunder side. 7 of 10, 4 of 7 from 3. 18 points on 10 shots. Just incredibly efficient by him tonight.
Yeah, the more I watch the game, the more I realize that there are so many players on the Rockets I just don't recognize. Mm-hmm. Like, even when I saw Kevin Porter Jr., I was like, I'm not sure I know what that guy actually looked like until now. And I've like watched him play before.
Yeah. 3-point shooting is what kept the Rockets in it. They shot 40.5%, 15 of 37. The Thunder only shoot 25%, 8 of 32. The big culprit for the Thunder's 3-point shooting, two guys. And there's a lot of Thunder stuff we need to jump into. We're kind of all over the place already on this one. There's just so many different things to talk about. Mm-hmm. Drake was at the game for some reason. Superstar Drake is in Oklahoma City on a random Wednesday night to watch two of the worst teams in the NBA play.
To his boys from Canada.
Yeah. Giddy out tonight being sick. Mike Muscala, Derek Favors, Kenrich Williams, all also out. Lots of rotational pieces out for the Thunder tonight. So Trey Mann gets the start. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has a career high in field goal and free throw attempts. Just a lot of stuff. But I think the big takeaway here, Silva, to kind of lead us off is Rockets are now on a on a 4-game win streak. Mm-hmm. Thunder are on a 7-game lose streak. You could say this game was God's plan to tank the Thunder to higher in the standings.
We're going to make Drake puns
all night, so get ready.
I already dropped the nothing was the same reference earlier in this. We'll see what we can slip in later on. But yeah, honestly, the Thunder are just really tastefully sliding down the standings right now. I had been eyeballing these two games against the Rockets for a while and was kind of hoping we'd lose them both in a tasteful way. And we sort of did. You know, it was an ugly game. Shai was getting his ass kicked all night. And that's part of the reason why
those fouls at the end were insane.
Yeah. Yeah. That's part of the reason why he got 16 free throw attempts in this game. But rough game, like rough physical game for sure.
Definitely. So if you look at the tank standings now, the Thunder and the reverse standings are fifth, but they have 6 wins, the same as New Orleans, and only one more than Houston and Orlando. Orlando 5-18, Houston 5-16, New Orleans 6-18, Thunder 6-15. So there's...
It's inspiring.
Yes. Now, the Thunder have some winnable games coming up, starting with tomorrow night against a Ja Morant-less Memphis Grizzlies. Mm-hmm. Then they have Detroit, who is actually leading the tank standings right now. And then the Toronto Raptors, who have fallen off here recently. So some winnable games, especially if the Thunder can get some guys back. Like I mentioned, Silva, there are lots of storylines and things to talk about this one. So you choose. What's the first thing you want to talk about with this game?
I think Darius Bazley just sucks.
We can start there. Darius Bazley, in his past 10 games, hold on, I have the stat for you.
It's a good stat.
21 of 80 from the field in the last 10 games for Darius Bazley. 21 of 80. That's bad.
Yeah. Played 25 minutes tonight, 2 of 6, finished with 4 points.
Silva, are we at the point, and I have some Bazley plays I want to point out here in a second. Are we to the point where they need to make a starting lineup change?
I'm definitely getting there, and the trade deadline is, you know, approaching sooner rather than later. And I think the more this season goes on,
he has no value for a trade.
No, he doesn't. It would be for a guy like that doesn't get any playing time on the end of a bench somewhere or a second round pick, something like that.
Yeah, I'd trade him for a second at this point. I mean,
yeah,
they talk about his defense. He got cooked whenever he was on Jae'Sean Tate tonight. He does some nice things defensively, but the IQ offensively is so low, it kills the offense. Two plays I wanted to mention, Silva. First, there was a play there, both of these were in the fourth quarter. There was a play in the fourth quarter where Bazley screened for Shai up at the top of the key. Shai went right and kind of did a little hang dribble and was hanging out kind of on the right wing. Bazley popped out to the left wing. Shai backed it up to ISO, and Bazley's man sunk down below the free throw line to cut off any sort of driving line for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, because there is zero threat of him driving to the basket, of Bazley making a play. So they take away Shai's drive to the basket. They're playing like 10 to 15 feet off of Bazley, essentially ignoring him on offense. The other play was in the fourth quarter as well. Shai broke down the defense off the dribble like he did all night. He drove to the basket. The defense collapsed, and Bazley was standing right in the dunker spot. Shai dropped a beautiful pass to Bazley, who head faked and then was about a foot and a half behind the backboard and jumped up off of both feet before he realized, and he was trying to shoot it, and before he realized, I'm on the wrong side of the backboard, and was just kind of stuck. And luckily somebody pushed him and he got fouled. But he didn't even know where he was at on the court, didn't know what to do. They swing the ball to him and he just sits there and holds it and holds it and holds it and lets the defense get completely reset because he doesn't know what to do. At this point, Bazley is like Andre Roberson, but worse on both ends.
Yeah, because Andre knew like when to cut. Like Andre was a good cutter when he was here. Mm-hmm. Bazley just doesn't have that IQ. And I think not having Giddy in the lineup exposed him even more, because Giddy just makes guys like Bazley look better and can kind of direct him where to go.
100%.
He's gotten pissed off at him in games before for not cutting when he's supposed to.
There was one game, was it the Atlanta game, where Giddy dropped a dime to Bazley in the dunker spot, who instead of going up with it, dribbled between his legs three times back out to the 3-point line to try to ISO. Like,
it's not working out.
I get it if people don't want to start Poku because he's struggled. Poku's also 19 years old and in his second year, where Bazley is 21 years old and in his third year. You can put Roby in at the starting four. You can slide JRE down to the four. You can do whatever, but Bazley has to lose minutes. He needs to be playing. If he's playing, he needs to be playing off the bench.
Yeah, no, off the bench might help him. Like, maybe playing against players that are worse can do something for him confidence-wise. Maybe that's what he needs.
He's just bad, man. And he's killing that starting lineup. He's killing the spacing. I mean, shit, Silva. I'm not against doing a starting lineup that's like Shea, Trey Mann, Lou Dort, Josh Giddey, and JRE. At the four and JRE at the five. And downsize a little bit in that backcourt or something. They've got to do something, like, though, because Bazley's just bad.
Not good. And even Roby now, like, I'm seeing more that I like from him than I am Bazley. And I didn't think I'd be saying that. Like, Roby has actually done some stuff offensively. Like, he has a nice touch around the rim, I think.
When Kenrich is back, start Kenrich in his place.
Yeah.
You just do something because it's not working and he is not good. I mean, yeah. I know they've been talking. Coach Daigneault said the other day, we know he's struggling. We're trying to help him out. He's actively harming your team right now.
Yeah.
I have faith that it's going to get better.
No, he was just kind of getting in Shea's way at the end, especially when Shea's trying to like make a play in crunch time. Bazley's just standing at the top of the key in his way when he's trying to like ISO. Yeah,
doesn't know where to go, doesn't know where to be, doesn't know how to play. Just drives to the rim with reckless abandon and throws up some garbage. It's bad.
And there's a good chance we draft somebody next year that will take minutes from him anyway.
Like, yeah, at some point on this team, you're going to have to rotate guys out because more young guys are coming in, and Bazley is one you rotate out. Like, you're not extending Darius Bazley at this point. Why would you extend him and pay him money and have to play him more?
Thunder have like 30 picks. Like, you only have so many years you can give somebody as an opportunity before you have to move on to someone else. Yeah. Like, Lou Dort showed what he could be even in his first year. And like, he didn't need more opportunities than Bazley to show that he could, you know, do something at a high skill level. And Bazley's in year three and is still struggling to do that.
It's bad and it's time for him to go. That's where I'm at. Yeah. That's where I'm at.
Outside, I like Trey Mann.
Yeah, let's talk about Trey Mann. He gets the start tonight with Josh Giddey out. Trey plays 32 minutes, relatively inefficient, 4 of 13 from the field, 2 of 7 from 3, 2 rebounds, no assists, no steals, no blocks, 3 turnovers, 11 points. But he spaces the floor. He's what this team needs as far as a shooter. Now, I like to see Trey Mann handle a little bit more and create off the dribble. Didn't get that opportunity as much tonight, but they're starting the game, spacing the floor, catching and shooting, splashing through threes, being able to move the ball a little bit. There's a lot I really like about Trey Mann. Tonight wasn't his best game, but there's a lot I like about that kid.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Yeah, and I think the time in the G League has helped him a lot as far as finding confidence on offense. And I've noticed Trey Mann has a really easy time, not just creating space like at the perimeter, but driving by guys and finishing with either hand. I really like when he drives left, actually. Mm-hmm. Seems like he's gotten one of the first games where he got major minutes for OKC. He drove left like 3 or 4 times in a row and just gets easy buckets for the team. And pretty excited in the coming year or two when hopefully we have more shooting on this roster, what he can do with more space.
Definitely. I think he was fine tonight. He struggled a little bit, but it's his first NBA start as well. I kind of like the idea of Trey with the bench lineup a little bit more, where he has a little more offensive freedom, mm-hmm. Especially when Giddey is back. When Giddey is back, you want the ball primarily in Shea and Josh's hands. And I think Trey is at the best with the ball in his hand, so maybe he's going to be better as a bench guy. And maybe this will help us transition, but I love that bench backcourt of Trey, Mann, and Ty Jerome.
I was about to say the same thing.
I love that backcourt.
I want to see more of that. I love seeing Trey, Mann play off of Ty Jerome. Ty Jerome is looking like more conditioned now. Like, he looked a little bit out of shape as the season started, but he's looking a lot better. He's still not the most athletic. He's not the most athletic guy on the court, but he's just really good at basketball, like with the tools that he has.
16 minutes tonight, 5 of 7 from the field for 11 points. He was 0 of 1 from 3, 1 of 1 from the free throw line. Was getting downhill, was making layups. He's a gamer, man. He's got a lot of sauce. He's so much fun. He competes really, really hard. He's very intelligent on the offensive end. To me, Ty Jerome is the type of player the Thunder have been targeting. These kind of, maybe they're not super athletic, but they're very high IQ type of players.
Kind of like JRE is like the archetypal four you'd want on this roster. I think Ty Jerome is kind of the reliable like guard you would want coming off mm-hmm. the bench, or you know, playing spot starter minutes for us.
And he's got range. Which they need. He's got range. Ready. You have Trey who can shoot and who can create. I think that's a very dynamic bench backcourt that I'd like to see get more minutes together.
Yeah, and I think with the way Teo Maladon has been playing, I would expect that to happen.
Yeah, Teo, 8 minutes tonight. I think that's primarily a product from the lack of bodies that the Thunder had tonight.
8 minutes, 3 turnovers.
Yeah. Alexei Pokuševski also only 8 minutes tonight, 2 of 4 from the field, 2 rebounds, an assist, a steal, a block. I'm surprised he didn't get as many minutes, because I thought the minutes that he did play, he did pretty nice in as far as creating. Mm-hmm. He had a really nice pass. He finished decently. Again, 2 of 4, right? He had a putback on a Lou miss, and then caught a really nice pass from Roby and hit a little floater. I'd like to see Poku continue to get opportunities. It can't be any worse than Darius Bazley.
No. And Poku's three-point shot is looking rough lately, but I do like his activity around the basket. Mm-hmm. I think he especially surprises people with like offensive rebounds and putbacks, like you said.
Yeah, definitely. And defensively, I don't think he's been awful. I think he tries to protect the rim, and even though he doesn't have quick feet, he's able to run guys off the three-point line and force them into the teeth of the defense and then get back and recover. Like, he's not closing out, getting guys to not shoot, and then shuffling his feet to, like, cut off drives. But at least he's getting shooters off the three-point line, which is nice. There's something there with Poku, and it's going to take a while. We knew this the day they drafted him. We knew this. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to see him continue to get some opportunities there. Like I said, it can't be worse than Darius Bazley.
Yeah, I want to see Poku like combine some of the all the sauce he was showing in his first year, like more of the off the dribble stuff with like the more glue guy, fill in the blank type of player that he has, that he's shown can be this season.
For sure. All right. Well, we've buried the lead long enough. Let's talk about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Oh, yeah.
38 minutes, 12 of 26 from the field, 1 of 8 from 3, 14 of 16 from the free throw line, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, a block. A game high 39 points, just I think 2 or 3 points off of his career high. I mentioned it earlier, career high in field goal attempts and free throw attempts. Shai was living at the rim tonight, Silva.
Yeah, and even like he did not care who was guarding the rim for them. I mean, they don't really have a like a great rim protector like Christian Wood and Şengün and other guys back there, I guess. But Shai did not care. He was just driving and driving and driving, and he was. I think he kind of realized that the shot's not falling for anybody tonight, which is probably why he had the 2 assists. And obviously, guys like he was dumping it off to, like Bazley, were struggling to finish. So he just kept driving, like you said, and did super well and drew a ton of fouls.
The 2 assists are a little misleading. Yeah. I thought he had a handful of really, really nice interior passes where that guys either missed or guys got fouled on and then went to the free throw line, which I think is dumb. I think those should count for assists. But what do I know? But I think the 2 assists are a little misleading on his playmaking tonight.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if we see like our next injury report come out and say Shai Gilgeous-Alexander limited at practice because of X, Y, and Z from how many times he hit the ground in this game.
I thought he got concussed tonight on the on the Daniel Theis foul. His head bounced off the floor and he laid there for a while. I thought he got concussed.
Yeah. And then immediately after number 25, what was his name? Number 25 from there. I forget who it was.
You could say after the rough night 2 nights ago against Houston that Shai was out here looking for revenge.
Yeah, tonight he was on his worst behavior.
Oh, we're pretty good at this, Silva. I enjoy it. I like the three-point shot still not going in for Shai.
No.
The one he made tonight was a catch-and-shoot, which I liked a lot. I like Shai shooting catch-and-shoot threes. I know he's been working a lot on the step back and eventually it'll fall. But it feels like those are very forced right now. And again, I like it more when he plays within the flow of the offense. I think that's easier for him when Josh is out there helping play make for him. Lake in the chat says that 3 of those passes that Shai had tonight that led to fouls for some of his best of the year. I would totally agree. He passed really well out of double teams, but again, it's hard for Shai because I mentioned it earlier when Darius Bazley's man is playing 15 feet off of him just with both feet on the free throw line, tempting Shai to drive into traffic. I mean, it makes efficiency hard for anybody.
Yeah, this is kind of the F around and find out year for Shai as far as taking step back threes, trying fancy passes off the dribble. So I'm not going to be totally concerned with Shai's overall like true shooting percentage, specifically his three-point percentage. I think he's closer to the shooter he was last year. I think he was 40%, maybe right at 40%. I think he's closer to that guy percentage wise, but this year with the spacing he has and with being this team's like very clear number one option on O, I don't mind him trying to work on his step backs because like you said, it's looked good most of the year.
Yeah. Yeah. The shot looks good. There's a lot of them that just rim out and it sucks, but
the shot that he hit at the very end of the game as the clock expired rimmed right out.
Yeah. I mean, they're right there and they're just not falling. Jeremiah Robinson Earl tonight, Silva, 12 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal. Just want to throw out another random stat line here. Alperen Şengün, 13 minutes, 5 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists.
Yeah.
I'm not comparing things, but maybe I'm comparing things.
I'm looking for any Şengün slander I can find. So if anybody has that, send it my way.
No, I thought JRE was fine tonight. It also helped that Christian Wood got injured and didn't play much at all because Christian Wood kind of abused Jeremiah Robinson Earl the other night. But tonight, when Christian Wood did play, Jeremiah had a really nice move where he did a head fake and he drove in and backed Robinson, or he backed Christian Wood down and basically just big bodied him and pushed him out of the way and hit a layup.
I was really surprised by that. Like, JRE is just such a savvy basketball player. I think of him as like a catch and shoot guy or like a putback finisher, but he does have moves close to the basket. Like, he can play the center low post position when he needs to.
There's so much Nick Collison in him. It's absurd.
So much.
It's
so
absurd. Much. I'm telling you, Giddy and JRE are the next Harden Collison two-man game. It's just they play just like that. Anybody else we need to talk about? I mean, Lou Dort tonight, 7 of 13, 19 points, 4 of 8 from 3. Lou shooting, coming back around, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, a block. That defense on that second-to-last possession on Eric Gordon, I mean, just smothering. It's like
– smothered him.
I mean, it's – I don't even know a good example for this. It's your hash browns at Waffle House. Smothered, covered, and – I don't know what else type of hash
looked like, browns. It looked like you dropped like 8 weighted blankets on top of Eric Gordon on that.
Yeah, I mean, he just was in his airspace. I mean, and this has become a staple for Lou Dort. Late game situations, just your best player isn't going to be able to get what he wants because Lou is going to be up in his grill.
Yeah, LeBron, Harden, Eric Gordon.
Yep. It's pretty impressive. He did it to Bradley Beal the other night as well. Just really impressive stuff from Lou. The offense continues to come around. Like I mentioned tonight, 4 of 8 from 3. That's good, but then that means he went 3 of 5 from inside the arc, which isn't bad either. 1 of 2 from the free throw line. He's just been more efficient. And we've talked about it a lot on this show. He's going to get paid.
Yeah.
He's going to make his money. He's going to get $18 to $21 million a year.
It'll be deserved.
Very deserved. It is what it is.
Yeah. I'll say if Bazley is referred to as the tank commander, can Aaron Wiggins be like the tank lieutenant? Because he had 5 fouls in 10 minutes tonight.
I love it. Hey, you got to spend them somewhere.
Got to spend them. Cash out.
So, Silva, we'll keep this one short because the Thunder play again in less than 24 hours out of Memphis, Tennessee against, like I mentioned earlier, a Ja Morant-less Memphis Grizzlies. You think the Thunder get the win tomorrow night?
No, I don't. I don't, and I'm okay with that. I'm at peace with that.
I said earlier in the season, win a week. Maybe tomorrow's their win for the week.
I'm looking forward to the Bazley matching up on Jaren Jackson.
Don't talk to me about that. I hope Bazley has to sit tomorrow night, or they finally decide to start somebody else tomorrow night.
Maybe Giddy passes his sickness to Bazley.
Hopefully Giddy is healthy tomorrow and is able to play.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to keep this one short because we got another podcast coming your guys' way in 24 hours. Again, like I said at the beginning of the show, if your most listened to podcast on Spotify was The Uncontested, you should DM that to us or tag us on Twitter so we can send you free stickers. Also, drop a 5-star rating on our show. We'll also send you free stickers for that as well. You just got to DM it to us. With that being said, thank you for joining the live stream. Thank you for listening to the podcast version of this. Once again, the Thunder drop number 7 in a row to the Houston Rockets, 114 to 110. Drake was in attendance, though. Lincoln Riley leaves town. Drake comes